With sport, here's Joe Porter.
Atamaria. The Black Caps spinner Ajaz Patel says there's no rivalry between himself and Mitchell Santner, with a possible place in cricket's World Test Championship final against India up for grabs. Both spinners are hoping to be named today in the 15-man New Zealand squad for the final, which starts in Southampton on Friday night, though it's likely only one will play. Santner has the advantage of being an all-rounder, while Patel impressed with his 4 wickets in the second Test win against England.
The culture in this team is very good. Everyone's quite positive. There's no negativity around, and I think that's what breeds so much success that we have. Everyone backs everyone. Me and Mitch, yes, obviously there's a bit of competition there, but at the same time we're pretty good together and we have a lot of good conversations around spin bowling.
The Black Caps squad will be named at 4 p.m. The winner of the World Test Championship final will get $2.2 million in prize money, with the loser taking home half that. Striker Patrick Schick scored a stunning goal from near halfway as the Czech Republic beat Scotland 2-0 in Glasgow to kick off their Euro 2020 football campaign. Slovakia beat a 10-man Poland 2-1 in St Petersburg, while Spain and Sweden are currently playing. The Kiwis captain, Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, is one option the Warriors are looking at to replace the departing back Ken Maumalo. Maumalo has signed with the West Tigers and is expected to join the club this week after scoring 3 tries in his final NRL game for the Warriors on Sunday. The Warriors coach Nathan Brown has confirmed Watene-Zelezniak, who is currently playing with the Bulldogs, is on the Auckland club's radar.
Got a fair sort of list of backs that aren't playing at the moment, so we got a few back next week, which is great, but certainly he's certainly looking at players, and his name certainly was thrown up.
The Warriors next play the Knights in Newcastle on Saturday. This year's Wimbledon's men's and women's tennis singles finals will be played with full crowds on centre court. They will be the first outdoor sporting events in the UK to have capacity attendance since the start of the coronavirus pandemic last year. The Grand Slam, which starts on June the 28th, will begin with 50% crowd capacity. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.